Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Happy Sunday. Hope you're enjoying your weekend and Happy New Year. Hopefully you had a wonderful New Year and got to spend time celebrating and, just had a fabulous time. So we're here. It's 2016. Can you believe it? We're in 2016. And now is the time for us to start thinking about what it is that we want to do, right? We started a while back. I had you do some homework, in a sense, jotting down or kind of thinking about what it is that you want to do, how you want to do it, and how you plan on doing those things, accomplishing it. So hopefully you've thought about it and you're on your way to getting those things completed. So with that being said, it's the new year. And normally with the new year, we talk about New Year's resolutions, right? New Year's resolutions, I don't know. I just kind of, when it comes to New Year's resolutions, do people really carry through with those New Year's resolutions? So how many of you, I'm curious, how many of you made New Year's resolutions and are actually doing it, actually pleading, or getting started on those New Year's resolutions? How many of you are out there that actually plan on, doing the New Year's resolution thing? That's what I'm curious, because they never worked for me. I don't know why. I don't know why they never worked for me. It's just kind of like one of those things, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's the pressure of, it's the New Year's resolution. You have to do it. So obviously, and you know what the great thing about it, though? When we decide to make those choices to kind of be healthy and stay in shape, the great thing about it is that, you know what? We don't have to worry about New Year's resolutions, right? It can be our New Year's resolution to do great all year round, because that's what it takes to, really, really make sure we complete our dreams, the things that we dream about. It's real easy sometimes to kind of get unmotivated because it's so much that goes on in our lives, right? And those things can sometimes cause a hindrance in our dream, dream decision making, because when it comes to what it is that you want to do and what it is you really want to do and what it is that you really, really, really want to do, that's, that's what kind of separates a I want from, wow, this is really what I'm dreaming about. And so we don't want anything causing a hindrance. It's Dream Team 2016. Get your butt off the couch. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. By the way, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. And speak with me, your host. So much fun stuff, right, in store this year. And let me just tell you this. It's always good to kind of relax, kind of take some time to yourself. That's a great way, depending on how huge your dream is. You want to have that energy to really, push through and finish, right? And you should never stop dreaming. So once you finish something, it's great to always start working on something else. But let me just tell you, I had such a great night last night, just kind of relaxing and just enjoying, peace and quiet. A beautiful thing. And that's just what you need sometimes in your life, just peace and quiet. Because the majority of the time, if you're a dreamer, you know how it is, right? How is it? It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Crazy schedules, crazy sleep. And I get some good rest now somewhat, but a lot of times, I'm up and, then I'm asleep. And so, it's good to have a great sleep pattern, but depending on what your dream is and how busy you are, you know, you get that sleep when you can, right? Because a lot of times you're trying to really figure out, you know, a balance between how to get enough sleep, how to get enough work done, how to do this and that, and how to, the best thing I can tell you is you have to sleep, because what will end up happening is all of the stuff that you do and you're pushing sleep aside, it kind of starts to weigh you down, and you do not want to, you know, get weighed down, because you have to have enough endurance to finish. Especially if, you know, this is just your dream, and, you know, it's always good to have a good team. And with that being said, having good people, you know, to dream with is a great thing, because we don't want to be around people that are always, you know, bad attitudes, you know, pissed off, always, you know, have something bad to say. Those, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to be around unmotivated people that just want to drag people down and just want to constantly, you know, not have anything nice to say. You know what I mean? I don't like that. For sure don't like being around those type of individuals. Those people can kill your dreams. Those people can, and I don't want to, it's, you know what, let me rephrase that. Because you should be strong enough. I want you to be strong enough, because you're going to always sometimes, well, I don't want to say you're going to always, but when you do have those individuals around you who kind of try to drag you down and kind of make your dream seem like it's nothing and like you won't complete it or finish it, you have to be strong enough to not let them do it. So let me rephrase that. They won't. They won't kill your dreams. They will not do that. Okay, no matter what, they won't do it. What they can do is kind of slow the dream down, and we are not having that. We're not going to have anyone slowing our dreams down. It's just much rather easier for those individuals to just kind of to get rid of those individuals out of your life. You don't need people like that around you. You know what I mean? And so with that being said, let's just get to the nitty-gritty, because you know how I am. I don't hold anything back. And I just like to keep it real, and I just like to tell it like it is. That's just the type of woman that I am. And, you know, that's another thing, too. You know, just realizing, you know, where you're at and where other people are at. And if they're not on the same level as you, you might just want to kind of look, you know, another direction for other individuals to be on your team, okay? Because it takes a team, but let me tell you, sometimes when you don't have that team, you're your own team. You know what I mean? And so that's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes it's just you, and, you know, you're just thanking God the whole time, you know, right, that you're strong enough and that you're getting that strength to just really, really carry out those dreams and really complete it. And so I'm getting to the nitty-gritty. You know, we talk a lot about fitness and health and keeping yourself in shape. It's important when you want to get things done, when you want to get things accomplished. And you don't want to, you know, just kind of just eat anything, do anything. It's really important to kind of just make sure that you're keeping yourself healthy, you're keeping yourself in shape. You know, it's not always easy, and if you travel a lot, and if you have to go here, you're there, you're everywhere, it can, you know what I mean, just making sure, you know, you don't become attached to fast food, you know what I mean, where you're just, you know, you have to kind of, you can't be lazy, so you have to put forth the effort. So when as you're completing the dream, if you're traveling or if you just are kind of putting a lot of time and work into stuff and you don't have time to cook meals, making sure you get healthy meals. There's a lot of different places that you can go to make sure that you're getting fresh food and you're getting all of that good stuff, okay? Now, what have you done? So what have you done so far? You know, I don't want to sound like a parent. What have you done? You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear that. So what have you done so far? But what have you done? Have you really did the things that it takes to do it? Because let me tell you, it's not always easy, and you're not going to always have individuals that believe in you and believe in the things that you want to do and believe in your dream. And so sometimes you're kind of being the person that's kind of, you know, praising yourself and like, ooh, I can do this, I know I can do it. And you kind of, as you go along the way and stuff, the good things start to, you know, happen. And you recognize that and pat yourself on the back and say, you know what? It's you know, I'm doing good. I'm in the right direction. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. So what have you done? Just making sure, you know what I mean? What have you done? Regardless of what it is. And a lot of times I speak about entrepreneurs who, you know, business startups, things of that nature. I've dealt with that. I've did that. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I won't do it again, but let me just say it is not easy. That makes a good song. It is not easy. You know what I mean? I always used to joke with my sisters. This is just kind of an insider thing. So hopefully they don't, I'm sure they know what, you know, well, actually just my family in general, but whatever the case may be, here's the thing. The thing about it, I always would say, sometimes, you know, you listen to this, some songs, and it's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm such a comedian, but I won't say I'm not a comedian. I can be pretty funny. But what I will say is this. You can make a song out of anything, right? At least that's just the way I think of it sometimes. But it takes a talented person to kind of, you know, do that. So it's just like one of those things. So what have you done? You know, that can be a good song. What have you done? Wait, Janet Jackson. I'm feeling some Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? That's a good question. I could question some people on that. What have you done? Right as you begin to, and as you get started on your dreams, right, you're doing the whole dream thing. What have you done for me lately is a good question. And when individuals start, you know, hey, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they want to kind of, you know, hop on the dream team. Nothing wrong with recruiting people to the dream team 2016. My only thing is, you know, I don't know. You might, hey, if you're looking to be recruited for Dream Team 2016, because Elisa Nicole Live listeners, we're the Dream Team 2016, but what I'm going to say is this. Individuals like to kind of, you know, you always have like that one big huge thing, right? And then it branches off into other things. So we have the Elisa Nicole Live listeners. We got Dream Team 2016, and then we got like, all of these other individuals, you know, along the way making their own teams or the, you know, and if you want, you know, hop on, you know, their team to be part of the big team, then you might have to do a little kissing up. I don't know. A little bit of kissing up. I don't know. But what have you done for me lately? What have you done lately? That might be a good question, and I'm curious to know what the answer is. that's just how I am. What have you done for them lately? I don't know. So anyway, I won't get into that. But you know that I just like, hey, that's just a keep it fun, right? So it's getting, you know, kind of, it's speaking of New Year's, how many individuals started planning summer vacation? How many individuals, you know what? The funny thing is a lot of people, I'm sure, start planning summer vacation, you know, last year. And if you have, then you know what? I'm just going to assume you're a Dream Team 2016 captain. We got lots of captains. Okay, so, and let me tell you, if you want to be part of my Dream Team 2016, yeah, I like when you plan ahead, right? But sometimes, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something. It's good to plan ahead, but is it good to have captains that can, you know, kind of, you know, have it all together, but it's also good to have those individuals that's ready for anything, right? That's, you know, suited and booted. And ready for anything, suited and booted and ready for anything. That's just how it is. So that's what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? That's what it takes. I love individuals that motivate me and individuals that can provide me with, you know, some sort of substance, something that can kind of make me feel like, you know what, this is great. This is good. This is beautiful. So next, after okay, no. So summer vacate. So whatever the case may be, get it in where you can fit it in. Get it in where you can fit it in. So summer vacay. And it doesn't have to be in the summer, okay? If you have to take a spring vacation, if you have to take a winter vacation, whatever the case may be. So vacay, making sure you set time aside to kind of, I don't know. Making sure you set time aside to what? Making sure you set time aside to what? Relax. And so that's what it is. Now let me tell you, where is individuals going for a vacay? You know what I mean? I'm curious. Where are you going? That's a good thing. Just make sure it's somewhere fun, right? Make sure it's somewhere fun. I'm on the West Coast, let me tell you, you would think that you'd be satisfied, and I am satisfied. I'm blessed, but let me tell you, it's good. You know what I mean? The city girl, that city life. I still long for it at times, and so I always would say, certain things. But I just, you know what I mean? You just sometimes you just need a change of, a change of whatever. You know what I mean? Just for a little bit. And then you're good, and that's good. That kind of keeps you good and keeps you, gives you that strength you need to kind of really carry out those, finish, complete, or just keep at it, right? Because the thing doesn't end. Once you finish it, it doesn't end, right? So, okay, now. I have dreams. I have dreams. And so I like to take Elise and Nicole, right? We want to take Elise and Nicole live to the next level. So what I require, I have requirements. And if no other radio host has requirements, then you know what? That's just why I'm me and why you're listening to one of the best radio hosts that you can find on the planet. That's just what it is, because who else is going to tell you to get your butt off the couch? You got to first get your butt off the couch, and start really doing it. Start really, let me rephrase this. You got to get your butt off the couch, and you got to do something to make a better life for yourself. Okay? That's what you got to do. And with me, I have requirements, and my requirements is we what? What? I want you to not only be a motivation, you're a motivation to me. Just knowing that I have individuals that listen to me and that get something from my show and that love my show, that's a beautiful thing. Okay? So my requirements are, because a good way to help you get your butt off the couch, if you just can't seem to get your butt off the couch, because just pressing the play button, you know what I mean, or just tuning in, you know what I mean? I want you to encourage others. And so encouraging others, just letting other individuals know about Elise and Nicole Live. We got the Dream Team 2016 going on here, and we're recruiting, right? We're recruiting. So we want as many listeners as possible. And so with that being said, I don't require much. And so if you just happen to love the show, let your family, friends, whoever know that you love the show. And so we want to kind of just make this a big thing. And let me tell you, it's, you know what, the thing that I love is just knowing that I'm providing some sort of help to people. That's a beautiful thing, because it's not always easy. I spoke about doing the whole startup, business startup, and I've ran small businesses before, and it's fun, it's rewarding, it's a lot of work. However, we have other individuals who have other dreams. I remember, I think it was over the summer, we spoke about the actors, actresses, musicians, individuals that have desires to do that, right? And it's not, Hollywood is kind of what? What is it with Hollywood? Hollywood can be kind of I don't know. You know what I mean? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. So individuals looking to, you know, make it to Hollywood, it's not going to be easy. And, you know, I don't really know what your desires are, for those individuals, actors, actresses, musicians, you know, this and that. It's not going to be easy. And, you know, but I won't say it's going to be hard. It just depends on who you are and what it is you're trying to do. So don't get, you know, so like, because that's the thing. Some people will scare you. It's not going to be easy. And you know what? I'm not into scaring people. So then as I tell you that it's not going to be easy, let me tell you that you can do it. Why? Because it's something about you that, I don't know. You tell me. That's why it's important. 929-477-1308. 929-477-1308. That's the call-in number. I want to hear what your dreams are. What is it that you're looking to do? What is it? What's holding you back? Is it lack of motivation? Lack of inspiration? Is it, I don't know, what is it? Self-esteem? Let me tell you, self-esteem can play a big role and, you know, when it comes to completing your dreams. And age doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. You can be, you know, middle age, young, older. It doesn't matter. Self-esteem plays a huge thing. So we want to make sure we have ourselves in check and that we're feeling great about ourselves and we're doing the best we can do. We're being the best that we can be because that's really what it takes to kind of really push through. And I think it's great. I love, you know, just watching individuals as they kind of be successful. And that's motivation, right? Individuals are – now, what is your definition of successful? Because monetary, speaking in terms of money, when you're dreaming, I don't – for me, and my disclaimer is what? Do what you – always do what it is that you feel is best. That's just the way I see it. But what is it? What is it? Money is not really what is going to determine how successful you are because money comes, money goes. Money comes, money goes. But being smart and learning is just as important, right? Being smart and learning is just as important. So when we speak in terms of success, what I've learned is it's not always about money. It's not always about money. It's not always about, you know, being a millionaire, a billionaire, a 100,000-aire, a half millionaire, a trillionaire. Do we have trillionaires out there? you know, that's what I'm telling you. You know, the sky, there is no limit. Right, when you're looking up to the sky, that's the way I see it. You heard it first. I always like to say that there is no limit when you're looking up to the sky. That's just the way I see it. So there is no limit when you're looking up to the sky. So therefore, for me though, because we have individuals right that support nonprofit organizations. I do a lot of philanthropic. And listen to me as I try to sound smart, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I like to sound smart and intelligent. It just makes me feel fresh. Yeah, it makes me feel fresh. So I like to sound, you know what I mean? So it's nothing wrong with that. But I partake in things, and I like to do volunteer work. And so that's just something that I like to share. So because it's important, and for me, that helps me with my dream because I always wanted to have a nonprofit that's when I was younger. I'm talking, you know, what, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, 21. I wanted to start a nonprofit organization, and I'm not too sure. I even went as far, I did my research, this and that, and then I ended up branching off into other things, Not to say that I won't start a nonprofit. I just might do that one day. But giving back in whatever way I can, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So with that being said, individuals that work within the nonprofit sector, they're carrying out their dreams. So a dream is not always of monetary value. You can be successful in the nonprofit sector when you're working together and coming together to accomplish something that everyone, right, is looking to accomplish. That is also a form of success. So pat yourselves on the back, individuals who work within the nonprofit sector. You're doing a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And for me, that's one of the greatest ways to be successful when you can give back. Practicing humility, humbling yourself, not being, you know, it's not always about me, right? Giving back to other individuals, showing that, you know what, you're not afraid to do that. That's a beautiful thing. And so for me, I feel like I've, that's a dream, something that I've always dreamt to do, and I do it, and that's great. Some good stuff, though, coming ahead, and I'm not going to let you know till I get there. Ooh, how you like that? I'm just throwing out a lot of those, how you like that. That's how it is. You never know. Sometimes I just want, because it's a good way for me to show you that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. I be having a lot of stuff going on. So some of those things, I'm just going to let you know when I get there. Why? Because guess what? The same standards I hold you to, I hold myself to. And so we got Elisa Nicole launching, you know, redoing things and kind of doing it up, doing it as big as I can. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see myself. I'm just going to put it out there. Dream Team 2016. I'm trying to see myself on television, okay? So, yes, I my own talk show, that's where I'm at. I started off internet radio, and I love radio. So I can stay at it. I can stay at the radio. But talk show, TV, interviewing, this and that, you know, I definitely have dreams. And so that's where I'm looking to take things. So I put it out there. I put it out there because when you see me do it, you're like, you know what? She did it. Okay? So that's just what it is. I have dreams, and it's not easy. But radio, that's where I got my start. And no matter what, I want to always take you, my Elisa Nicole Live listeners, with me along my journey. And I'm never going to forget about you, no matter how huge, you know, I take this. So just remember, let's just keep the dream alive. It's Dream Team 2016, and whoever you've recruited to your own team that's branched off from the Dream Team 2016, just make sure, you know, unmotivated people, complainers, this and that, we don't need them. Not until they, you know, we don't need them. I learned that in church. My pastor sometimes said, you know what, you just got to get rid of those people. You got to get rid of those people and keep it moving. Move on. That's what he said in so many words, and it's stuck with me. And you know what, I'm practicing doing that, getting rid of some complainers and some individuals that are unmotivated and all that. I don't got time for it, okay? So we're keeping it happy around here. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole Live. You're listening to the best show you can find. Join me next time. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Talk to you later.